561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. A new Kairos of God allows you to enter a new season of grace. The grace you had before is old grace. With a new Kairos comes a new grace. Some of us have experienced it, especially since the laying on of hands. You've experienced a new dimension of grace. I know it. It's got to. I know it. I have no doubt about it. Impartation, you've experienced something new, another level. Now, if you'll work it, if you'll walk in wisdom and you will guard it and not allow yourself to become a leaking vessel. Sometimes you can leak through things you say, through associations you keep. Through things you don't protect, you can become a leaking vessel and be right back at square one with some old grace. But see, the old grace is gone, and there's a new grace that has come, a grace that will bring you into fulfillment. Isn't it time that you stopped going around the same mountain? Can anybody attest to that? Isn't it time you stopped, amen, tripping up at the same rock every time? Stopping at the same place every time and move on to fulfillment. Well, a Kairos brings another dimension of grace, a new grace, a fresh grace. You cannot come into this dimension of conquest living in the old day. You know, people talk about the good old days. What was so good about the good old days? You was in trouble back then. Yeah, think about it. You probably just didn't have any responsibilities. That was the good old days. Had to pay no rent or nothing. And no car payments. No, you didn't have to do nothing. You know what I mean? Those are good old days. The new Kairos, somebody say the new Kairos, is a time of grace that'll enable you. Come on, it will enable you to enter into what you're supposed to enter into. Okay, I know that's a mouthful, but the new Kairos is a time of new grace, fresh grace, increased grace that will allow you or cause you to enter in to what you're supposed to enter into. God has a great future plan for you, but you got to enter into it. Come on, we don't just see. We can't be like Joseph and try to get the butler to intervene and do what only God's gonna do. See, God is going to do it through grace. So we have to receive this fresh grace, unmerited, unearned, undeserved. He gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Amen? See, the thing about the old day has an old covenant. The old day has an old grace. The old grace is not sufficient for today. It's not sufficient for today. We're entering or embarking upon a new season, a season of great opportunities, a season of much greater light. Tell somebody, I left Egypt, and Egypt is gone out of me. Amen. We left Egypt, and Egypt is gone out of us. How many know God moves in steps with times and seasons? There are times that God has ordained. 42 generations, God prophesied, and 42 generations later, Christ came. But he prophesied that when he would come. Daniel studied the prophecies, and he found out that 70 years that they would be in captivity in Babylon. And when he did the math, the 70 years were up. So Daniel began to fast and pray and commit himself to seek God, and that's when the angel broke through. And that's when the government of Babylon changed to the Medes and the Persians. They were taken over and Daniel went on. But God moves in times or in seasons of times. Tell somebody beside you, God's giving me right now a new season. See, Now, to identify, to know this Kairos, you've got to be connected above. You got to be a person of the spirit. You've got to be, see, because it may not look like anything different naturally, but it doesn't happen naturally first. It happens in your spirit first. Amen. When you are connected with heaven, and you know, you can sense on the inside something is changing. Something's changing about me, even though the environment may not change right away. Something is changing about you on the inside. That means God is getting ready to change stuff around you. Come on, it's a new season. Some stuff is about to change. But see, it won't change unless change takes place here first. That's the Kairos. That's where it comes from. The river flows out of you. Oh, if we could get this. You know, we wait sometimes for God to do something. No, God says, let me do it in you. And then out of you it will flow. Out of you flow rivers of living water. And wherever that river touches, it changes stuff. But the river's got to flow out of you. You got to unstop those wells. People will try to stop your wells. The devil will try to stop. See, as much as we praise here, and people are starting to get off the chain, and next time I'm sure it's going to start to happen more and more. But you know what happened? The devil will try to start talking to some of y'all, and somebody will look at you. They're not really looking at you, but the devil will make you think they're looking at you like, what they doing? They look silly. How many know that's the devil? What was he trying to do? Stop up a well. He's throwing dirt over in your well. When you think the devil said that, or when you think somebody did, you ought to dance more. You know, David's wife, Michal, said, oh, how you shamed yourself before the handmaidens of the Lord. Taking your robe off and stuff. You know, in so many words, David said, hey, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. I'm finna get wild here. And not only will I be held in honor, she tried to make him feel shame. Because he let loose him, you know, before God. And really, what he said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think what you're saying to me is going to stop me from praising God for all he's done for me? Come on. You got to get this thing right and get your mind right and stay connected to heaven. God smiles on your praise. You know how he works through your praise. A lot of times you don't even have to fight battles because you praise. God said, just send Judah first. Jehoshaphat, you won't have to fight in this battle. Just send the singers first. Just send the praise first. This battle belongs to me. You know God will fight some of your battles when you praise. Why are you going to let somebody stop you from praising? Because they're looking at you funny. They got the problem. You need to do like my little granddaughter would do to me all sometimes. We'd be arguing, and she'd run up to me, she'd say, in your face. That was then she'd say, I win, you lose. <I'd> say, 3-year-old. In your face, grandpa. I would need to tell the devil sometime, in your face. I'm going to dance in your face. Stop me from dancing. Stop me from praising God. Who are you? What have you done for me? You don't have a heaven or a hell to put me in. You didn't heal my body when I was sick. You didn't save me from drug addiction. You didn't give me my mind back when I lost it. Hallelujah. My God is worthy of that praise. If I don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Every chance we get, we need to be praising him and thanking him. And when the enemy put pressure on you, put more pressure on him. The louder it gets, the louder I praise. The harder it gets, the harder I praise. The more intense, I get. Why? I'm an overcomer. All that means is God has taken me to a new level of praise. Amen. Don't you cower down and back off and get intimidated. Intimidation is a spirit. It's a spirit from the devil. Boy, if I paid attention sometimes to people's faces. Especially overseas sometimes. And people are strong because their life is hard. So their spirit is real strong. I rest in God. I say, Lord, if you don't do this, it ain't going to get done. I sure can't do this. But you know what? He's faithful to send the anointing that destroys the yoke. Amen. And removes the burden and sets people free. So don't be intimidated. You know, we push in harder. Amen. And there's liberty here for you to praise. As long as you ain't hitting nobody in the face and, you know, pushing nobody down and, you know, all that. We're going to arrest you if you start doing that. I got some strong deacons and elders in there. They'll get you. Amen? Amen? God's given us a new season. The environment's going to be new and we are new. Amen. Our message is new. Our mentality is new. I'm not thinking old thoughts. Come on, you got to catch this stuff. See, Revelation, you got to catch. You can't fall back into old thinking. See, that's why you can't be afraid. That's what Judah means. He shall be praised. Why? Because he's fearless. My son, we were just talking to one of the players that he's training, and one of the things he had been talking to him, and I just came out, it was in my spirit. I came over and I said, listen, don't ever be afraid to fail. You're not doing something that you know you are doing because you're afraid to fail. I said, don't ever be afraid to fail. I'd much rather fail doing it or trying it than fail not doing it. Hello? See, when Judah's on you, you don't fear stuff. You don't fear failure. See, that's a form fear takes. Some people fear success. They back off of stuff because success is knocking at the door, and success is going to require you to be much more accountable and much more responsible, but God has to make and fashion you for that. And it's through that word of destiny. If you'll hold on to that, you'll keep on the pathway, and God will instruct you with wisdom on how to be successful and retain success. See, a strong man retains riches. But somebody that ain't strong and ain't wise, they lose everything right away. Sometimes it takes some strength to say no to certain things. Amen. And to stay on the path. Amen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Seven Dimensions of Conquest, Part 2, Knowing a New Kairos of God. God will deal with you right where you are. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The lack of wisdom causes saints to waste time, to be inaccurate, and to be vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. A new Kairos of God allows you to enter a new season of grace. It's time to stop going round and round the same mountain. The Kairos brings you a fresh anointing of grace.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.